USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are the most senior members of the Biden administration to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. They informed him that the U.S. would provide more than $300 million in foreign military financing, and they had already approved a $165 million ammunition sale to the country. Blinken and Austin spoke to reporters near the Polish-Ukrainian border after their trip to Kyiv. Here's Secretary Blinken.
We don't know how the rest of this war will unfold, but we do know that a sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene.
He adds that American diplomats will return to the war-torn country at some point, first to the consulate in Lviv before returning to the capital. The embassy in Kyiv will remain closed for the time being. The Dow closed up 238 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
The world's richest person has reached an agreement to buy Twitter. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has said he wanted to take the social media platform private because he thinks it's not living up to its potential as a free speech platform. Many fear that the more hands-off approach to content moderation that Musk envisions will turn the platform into a haven for disinformation, hate speech, and bullying. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office in New Mexico have released videos and files related to the shooting death of a cinematographer last October. Helena Hutchins was killed on the set of Rust by a gun fired by Alec Baldwin. One video shows a detective approaching Baldwin moments after the shooting.
Are you doing okay?
No, I'm not, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Crazy series of events.
The investigation is ongoing. Sheriff Adam Mendoza says there are parts of the investigation that remain outstanding. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The criminal appeals court in Texas stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio. She was convicted of the 2007 death of her daughter, Mariah. Her son, John Lucio, described what happened when his family and the legal team heard about the decision.
And they come out and they shared the news with us as well. We were like, yes, we're so excited. We had a big old hug, and it was just so exciting. I mean, it was just overwhelming and in a positive, you know.
The stay was granted so a lower court can review evidence she claims that would exonerate her. It comes as doubt about her guilt has been raised. The case has attracted the attention of many, including some of the jurors who sentenced her to death. Two parents sentenced to prison in the Varsity Blues college admissions bribery scandal are appealing their convictions. Former Staples executive John Wilson and former casino executive Gamal Abdelaziz say they believe they were making legit donations to their kids into elite universities. They are the first and only parents who have gone to trial in the case. The Canadian government calling for an independent public inquiry into its decision to evoke the Emergencies Act to deal with trucker protests against COVID-19 restrictions. Those who participated blocked border crossings like the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor and clogged the streets in Ottawa, Canada's capital. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the act for the first time ever, giving the government extraordinary powers on a temporary basis to police to clear protesters. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.